I'm curious when the last time you experienced wonder was. Wonder, awe, amazement, when you've marveled at something. Go ahead, Brenda. So holding a baby while he sleeps and the little stirring that he would do and how that brought back memories of your son doing that with him. When else did you experience wonder? Go, Eric. Yeah, those moments when we feel really close to someone. Yeah. Evie.
When I see the northern lights.
The aurora being out, experience all that wonder.
Yeah.
What else? Please.
When you're out in the woods walking around with an unusual animal or a bird just shows up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Evan. Yeah. Yeah. What we will and have to do for lodging. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. What else have you experienced awe or wonder? When the Eagles win. Thank you, Eileen. A little bit of levity in our day. I like it. It's a miracle, wonder, you know. I won't say anything about our Vikings. What's our score? No, don't tell me. Heavy. Mm-hmm. So just the awe and the wonder of children growing.
Yeah.
Yep. Robert.
So one time, that was when my dad was watching baseball.
Yes.
That's something he would do.
No way. Amazement and a little bit of fear as your dad waved around the flag of his winning team, huh?
Also confusion.
Also confusion. I will give you that. Awe is that sense of wonder is hard to describe, of what it feels like to be in awe or in wonder of something. It's hard to say what happens inside, what that feels like. And it's even harder to hold on to it. So those few moments where a child is asleep on us or we get to rejoice that our team won, that doesn't It's not a long-standing feeling. It's really just a momentary glimpse at awe and wonder. And it happens whenever we have this transcendent moment, this moment where we feel like we see something bigger, or we're part of something bigger, like nature just surprising us in the middle of, or the way that people grow. It's this moment where you see beyond yourself. You see a bigger picture. Your eyes are widened. Your heart is opened. It's hard to describe, but that's kind of what wonder is. And it leaves us kind of feeling a little small. Not in a demeaned way, like we're not important, but that there is so much greater out there than ourselves. And I want to, science is studying wonder, of course, that's what they do, right? But there's a few things that spark wonder within us, and I have a few images for it. So one is being in nature, and especially looking up at the tall trees, and we see the way that they spread out and the way that they are overlapping and interconnected. Just being in nature reminds us that there's someone bigger than us. When we see the intricacy in a leaf, or the soaring mountains that now that it's cold, they look so much closer, that Alaska range. Sometimes being near water and just that constant movement of something that has come from far away and is flowing to somewhere even farther away, that ever-flowing stream sparks wonder in us. Wonder is what drives scientists to study, to look at how does our world work and why does it work that way. It inspires people to do something, to seek more, to learn more about it. So most of our sciences are based on, I wonder why water holds together in a little drop instead of spreading everywhere. The other thing is the wonder and miracle of our bodies. So these are pain signals going through a neuron. And just the wonder and amazement of how our bodies develop or how they're connected or how hurting your foot hurts your hip, hurts your back, throws your neck off. How deeply connected we are just within our bodies. So to consider how we come from a mother and a father and grow in a womb within 9 months and then live out lives that are full of meaning, just the wonder and amazement of what our bodies are capable of doing. There are no 7 wonders of the world in the eyes of a child. There are 7 million. And because I can, the next picture. Yeah, aw, that's Jonathan when he was about 1.5 years old. His first kind of snowfall, and just, it's blurry, I know, but you can tell the wonder that's in his eyes. And any moment that you pause and look at a kid, try to figure something out, you will be in the middle of your own wonder as well. What is this? Why is it cold? Why is it falling? Can I catch it on my tongue? What does it taste like? What if I eat it off the floor? Just the wonder that's in a child. And finally, the wonder of the universe. The Hubble Space Telescope, every year they gather pictures and they put it together in an advent calendar. Dear people, it's on theatlantic.com, the Atlantic news media. And every new day they post a new picture. So just for the fun of it, this is a Hubble image. It's showing a compact star forming region. So that's the whole picture. Called S106 in the constellation of Cygnus, about 3,300 light years away. A newly formed star called S106IR, because they're creative with their naming. It's hidden within swirls of dust at the center of the image, and it's responsible for the surrounding glass clouds, the surrounding gas cloud hourglass shape, and the turbulence that's within. So this is the formation of a new star. And the light that's glowing from it, and this hydrogen, is colored blue. So it's a lot more stellar than on this screen. But the blues and the reds that pop up in this picture. So I highly recommend this as part of your Advent practice this year, is to go look at these images from the Hubble telescope. I spent way too much time online this week looking for pictures, and I had way too many pictures to post. Of these kinds of images, of the amazing creation that's still happening far beyond our visible eyes. Did I even put another one or no? I think seeking wonder is why we go outside at 20 below to stare at the sky. I think we are looking for reasons to have those moments where we need to feel a little small in the great vastness of everything. Because I think we tend to get so absorbed in our own lives and our own checklists and our own things that need to be taken care of and our own problems that we need something to help us step outside of ourselves, to take a deep breath and a step back and to see the beauty that's around us. I think it's why we go on hikes out in the middle of nature. I think it's why people climb Mount Everest, both for the I can do this and for the look at this earth that we're on. I think we seek wonder in a lot of different ways in our lives. And as people of faith, in all the studies that science has done, we experience wonder a little more often because we know where to look. It's not just the skies, it's not just the clouds, it's not just creation, but it's the God behind all of it. And so for Job, in our first reading, this man who is caught in the middle of losing everything and these friends who are trying to help him but are not, he gets reminded at the end of his chapter, God finally comes and talks to him and says, you know, Job, who set the sea level depth? Was it you? Who's the one that created all the stars in the sky? You? You who stand still and your robes get hot because there's no wind? You think you're in charge of all this? And it's kind of a moment for Job to go, oh, that's right. I am not the end all of creation. And for the disciples in our reading, as they're in this boat that's rocking, that's scary, that in fear and terror think they're losing their lives, and they wake Jesus up, and they are deathly afraid of this thing that is greater than them. And with Jesus stands, and all he says is, peace be still, and the waves go silent. It's that moment that the disciples go, who is this person we're following? Who is this God that he says he is? And it leaves them in a moment of awe and wonder. I think for us in the moments of when it comes to our faith, it's little moments that ignite us, that keep us going in our faith, that encourage us to believe in God. And those little moments that we have of wonder help settle our hearts and give us a place of calm in the middle of the chaos, and then help us care for others. Because we're all part of the same wonderful, amazing world that we live in. We're all under the same wonderful, amazing God who's created it all. And so we live out care for one another when we experience wonder in this world. I had a wonderful, wonder-filled experience this week that I wanted to share with you. Many of you are familiar. Every year since before I've been here, we've adopted a family for Christmas through Love, Inc. We put in a little paperwork, said we can take a family about this big, and then they sit down and match up all these families and send them out. And this year, we got a family of four who have moved here to North Pole in April. And we're kind of getting settled. The dad is an Army veteran and is unable to work. The mom was searching for work because the job she had lined up when they got here had fallen away. And so they were referred to the Adopt a Family Christmas program because they wouldn't be able to have ends meet to give their girls Christmas this year. And so we had put that sign up downstairs, and they had a few things that they would request it, and one was a Christmas tree. So I called them up and said, I'm ready to deliver this Christmas tree. When are you home? And the mother told me that they had better cancel Christmas. They had just gotten news that their grandmother, still back in Georgia, had been having multiple seizures lately, and then most recently had a heart attack along with a seizure, that her body was under such stress. And as they were searching for the cause of the seizures, they found a brain tumor deep inside her brain. And this isn't the first time that she's had one. So the family they were planning on having surgery for her. The family said they don't know what their timeline looks like, but they're not going to be in Alaska much longer. So thank you very much, but I think we're going to have to cancel Christmas. And I said, well, come on. You can still have a treat. You can still have something to help lighten and celebrate something. And she goes, well, okay, maybe. And some of you know this. I had sent that email out on Tuesday just giving you an update that they're now looking for ways to get out of Alaska. And you know that if they weren't able to make Christmas, they would not be able to make airline tickets. But add to that just the sadness of they'd always planned on living in Alaska. And they've always dreamed, and they were looking forward to ice fishing, and they were looking forward to all the things that Alaska had. What I didn't know is at the same time, there was a family in our church that had been praying and looking for ways to serve others at Christmas time. And so I get to be in the middle of this wonder where I receive a message that they would like to purchase airline tickets for this family. And so I get to be the fun one that gets to share this information with the family. But to me, the fact that Love Inc. paired us with this family, and then that this family would face this crisis in the moment that we were working on providing for them, and the fact that this other family was already praying for ways that they can serve others, this family of four is now flying back to Atlanta next Monday. They are going first class so that their meals and their food are covered, and so that during their 10-hour layover, when they're in Seattle, they have access to the Alaska Sky Lounge so that they can rest and breathe, and that they can get home in time to settle in and to be ready for their mother's surgery. Guys, what kind of a God do we serve? Who is this God that in the middle of our chaos can show up and can promise and work through us to do good things? And who is this God that shows up in each of our lives, that guides you to the places where you need to be in that moment so that you can find wholeness and grace? Who is this God? Amen.